The tradition of the traveling blues man is being kept alive in its second century by musical storytellers scattered around the country, and it's in good hands. Larry Spalding has been part of that tradition for decades, playing harmonica and ukulele in a variety of settings, always with the emphasis on the classic tunes we've come to know as American roots music. Larry will bring his skills to our Atherton studio Saturday night in company with slide guitar master Stefan George, and he's here to tell us about it and give us a little bit of a sample. Good morning, Larry.
Aloha, Chris. Good to see you.
You know, I was thinking about the whole thing of that. I'm going back to people like Blind Lemon Jefferson and, you know, all these great musicians over the last century or so who kind of rode the rails, traveled the country, and moved on to the next town. But it's an ongoing tradition, isn't it?
It really is, yeah. Yeah, and it's great that Stefan's carrying on that tradition in a way that a lot of people aren't. You know, he's a really unique blues player, and it's always great when he comes around.
Well, the traveling blues player kind of, you know, it helps that your instruments are portable, right?
Right.
Guitar, ukulele, harmonica. You're wearing a harmonica in a rack, but you can go anywhere and just start doing your thing, yeah?
You can, yeah. I'm actually learning how to play Cajun accordion now, and I've just been going into Waikiki and stopping on the sidewalk and pulling it out, and, you know, and it's the blues, you know, just drives people. I get mixed reactions to the accordion, but I'm working on it. But it's all, you know, blues roots are involved in every kind of music.
And, you know, there's a tendency to think of them as kind of an old-timey genre, but yet there's plenty of new stuff being written in the style, and there's lots of room yet, don't you think?
Oh, there is, yeah, and there's so many up-and-coming players, especially with the exposure of the internet, you know. People are able to learn about all the old masters in a way that that when you and I were up, we had to search out these records and find them. Now it's you can pull up anything on YouTube and it's such a great learning tool for everybody to carry on the traditions. And then of course people are making them their own, you know, with their own original take on everything.
I can remember back in the day when one of your friends came up with an old vinyl recording of Blind Willie Johnson or Robert Johnson or somebody like that, and how everybody would you know, convene around the record player to hear how it was done back in the day. There's a lot more of that information, but it was such a wide world at the same time, you know?
Yeah, and that, now that you mention that, you know, in the early days I was into like the Stones and the Yardbirds and everything, and they were just doing renditions of all the Muddy Waters and Chuck Berry and all those Little Walter stuff. And my friend, I went over to my buddy's house and he handed me a Muddy Waters album and goes, listen to this. And the first Muddy Waters tune I ever heard was I Just Want to Make Love to You with that Little Walter chromatic harmonica. And I just, what the heck is this?
Yeah, you
know?
Yeah.
And it changed my life that one night, you know.
Absolutely. It's because I think that, you know, the Blind Lemons, the Muddy Waters of the world, they seem to have a pipeline right to the deepest feeling that was sort of unfiltered.
Yeah, it really does. You can't help but have it touch your soul, you know.
Well, Larry, you've got your 8-string ukulele, you've got your harmonica in a rack, and one of the people that is sort of a modern roots composer is J.J. Cale, so you're going to do a song of his.
Right. But I just want to say also, just before that, the Atherton show with Stefan, this is his 10th appearance at the Atherton, and he just gave me a call out of the blue and wanted me to participate with him. So it's a real honor for me to do this show with him, and I hope people who don't know about this kind of music or haven't heard Stefan before, come on down to the Atherton. It's Saturday night, and be great to see you all there.
We'll give a little taste of that style.
You're going to join me, right, Chris?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Crazy mama, where you been so long? Crazy mama, where you been so long? You've been hiding now, I know that's true. crazy mama coming after you. Crazy mama, where you been so long? Take it, Chris. Standing on the corner, looking for you, babe. Standing on the corner, looking for you, babe.
Larry Spalding on 8-string ukulele and harmonica. Thanks so much for coming in, Larry.
My pleasure.
Looking forward to Saturday night.
Yeah, me too.
Larry Spalding and country blues guitar master Stefan George will perform Saturday night at HPR's Atherton Studio, and you can find out more at hpr2.org.